Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
A'udhu billahi Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We have tuned in to the New Allah Islamic Center's online Jummah. The first half hour, we play chapter 18 of the Quran, and following the tradition of our Prophet Muhammad, and peace be upon him. And then in about a half hour, 25 minutes, we had the first exam, and we began the Kutbah. But this time now, we play chapter 18 of the Quran.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave, and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدن ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him, and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward.
ماكثين فيه أبدا.
Wherein they will abide forever.
وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا.
And to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son.
ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا.
A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor have their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou, Muhammad, wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps.
إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا.
Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct. And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound. Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إذ أوى الفتية إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight.
فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا.
Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years. And afterward we raised them up, that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried. We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لن ندعو من دونه إلها لقد قلنا إذا شططا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside Him, for then should we utter an enormity. These are people have chosen other gods beside him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وَإِذْ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا.
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose move away from their cave to the right, and when it set go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guideth, he indeed is led aright, and he whom he sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا.
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فابعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, How long have ye tarried? They said, We have tarried a day or some part of a day. Others said, Your Lord best knoweth what ye have tarried. Now send one of you with this your silver coin unto the city, and let him see what food is purest there, and bring you a supply thereof. Let him be courteous, and let no man know of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
For they, if they should come to know of you, will stone you or turn you back to their religion, then ye will never prosper.
وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا.
And in like manner we disclosed them to the people of the city that they might know that the promise of Allah is true, and that as for the hour there's no doubt concerning it. When the people of the city disputed of their case among themselves, they said, Build over them a building, their Lord knoweth best concerning them. Those who won their point said, We verily shall build a place of worship over them.
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Some will say they were three, their dog the fourth, and some say five, their dog the sixth, guessing at random, and some say seven and their dog the eighth. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is best aware of their number. None knoweth them save a few. So contend not concerning them except with an outward contending, and ask not any of them to pronounce concerning them.
ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا.
And say not of anything, lo, I shall do that tomorrow, except if Allah will. And remember thy Lord when thou forgettest, and say, it may be that my Lord guideth me unto a nearer way of truth than this. And it is said, they tarried in their cave 300 years and add 9.
قل الله أعلم بما لبثوا له غيب السماوات والأرض أبصر به وأسمع ما لهم من دونه من ولي ولا يشرك في حكمه أحدا.
Say, Allah is best aware how long they tarried. His is the invisible of the heavens and the earth. How clear of sight is He and keen of hearing. They have no protecting friend beside Him, and He maketh none to share in His government.
واتل ما أوحي إليك من كتاب ربك لا مبدل لكلماته ولن تجد من دونه ملتحدا.
And recite that which hath been revealed unto thee of the scripture of thy Lord. There is none who can change his words, and thou wilt find no refuge beside him.
واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
Restrain thyself along with those who cry unto their Lord at morn and evening, seeking His countenance. And let not thine eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who followeth his own lust, and whose case hath been abandoned.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
Say, it is the truth from the Lord of you all. Then whosoever will, let him believe, and whosoever will, let him disbelieve. Lo, we have prepared for disbelievers fire. Its tent encloseth them. If they ask for showers, they'll be showered with water like the molten lead, which burneth the faces. Calamitous the drink, and ill the resting place.
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا.
Lo, as for those who believe and do good works, lo, we suffer not the reward of one whose work is goodly to be lost.
أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا.
As for such, theirs will be gardens of Eden, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be given armlets of gold, and will wear green robes of finest silk and gold embroidery, reclining upon thrones therein. Blessed the reward, and fair the resting place.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا.
Coin for them a similitude, two men, unto one of whom we had assigned two gardens of grape, and we had surrounded both with date palms, and had put between them tillage.
كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا.
Each of the gardens gave its fruit and withheld naught thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth therein.
وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا.
And he had fruit, and he said unto his comrade, when he spake with him, I am more than thee in wealth and stronger in respect of men. And he went into his garden while he thus wronged himself. He said, I think not that all this will ever perish.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
I think not that the hour will ever come, and if indeed I am brought back unto my Lord, I surely shall find better than this as a resort.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
And his comrade, when he thus spake with him, exclaimed, Disbelievest thou in him who created thee of dust, then of a drop of seed, and then fashioned thee a man?
لكن هو الله ربي ولا أشرك بربي أحدا.
But he is Allah, my Lord, and I ascribe unto my Lord no partner.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
If only when thou enteredst thy garden thou hadst said, That which Allah willeth will come to pass. There's no strength save in Allah, though thou seest me as less than thee in wealth and children.
فَعَسَى رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِيَنِ خَيْرًا مِّن جَنَّتِكَ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتُصْبِحَ صَعِيدًا زَلَقًا.
Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than thy garden, and will send on it a bolt from heaven, and some morning it will be a smooth hillside. Or some morning the water thereof will be lost in the earth, so that thou canst not make search for it.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
And his fruit was beset with destruction. Then began he to wring his hands for all that he had spent upon it, when now it was all ruined on its trellises, and to say, Would that I had ascribed no partner to my Lord.
ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا.
And he had no troop of men to help him as against Allah, nor could he save himself.
هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا.
In this case is protection only from Allah the true. He is best for reward and best for consequence.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَا إِنْ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحُ وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا.
And coin for them the similitude of the life of the world as water which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingleth with it, and then becometh dry twigs that the winds scatter. Allah is able to do all things.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are an ornament of life of the world, but the good deeds which endure are better in thy Lord's sight for reward, and better in respect of hope.
ويوم نسير الجبال وترى الأرض بارزة وحشرناهم فلم نغادر منهم أحدا.
And bethink you of the day when we remove the hills, and ye see the earth emerging, and we gather them together, so as to leave not one of them behind.
وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم ألن نجعل لكم موعدا.
And they are set before thy Lord in ranks, and it is said unto them, Now verily have ye come unto us as we created you at the first, but ye thought that we had set no tryst for you.
ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا.
And the book is placed, and thou seest the guilty fearful of that which is therein, and they say, What kind of a book is this that leaveth not a small thing, nor a great thing, but hath counted it? And they find all that they did confronting them, and thy Lord wrongeth no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أفتتخذونه وذريته أولياء من دوني وهم لكم عدو بئس للظالمين بدلا.
And remember when we said unto the angels, Fall prostrate before Adam, and they fell prostrate, all save Iblis. He was of the jinn, so he rebelled against his Lord's command. Will ye choose him and his seed for your protecting friends instead of me, when they are an enemy unto you? Calamitous is the exchange for evildoers.
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا.
I made them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor their own creation, nor choose I misleaders for my helpers.
ويوم يقول نادوا شركائي الذين زعمتم فدعوهم فلم يستجيبوا لهم وجعلنا بينهم موبقا.
And be mindful of the day when he will say, Call those partners of mine whom ye pretended. Then they will cry unto them, but they will not hear their prayer, and we shall set a gulf of doom between them.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا.
And the guilty behold the fire, and know that they are about to fall therein, and they find no way of escape thence.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And verily we have displayed for mankind in this Quran all manner of similitudes, but man is more than anything contentious.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
And naught hindereth mankind from believing when the guidance cometh unto them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, unless it be that they wish that the judgment of the men of old should come upon them, or that they should be confronted with the doom.
وما نرسل المرسلين إلا مبشرين ومنذرين ويجادل الذين كفروا بالباطل ليدحضوا به الحق واتخذوا آياتي وما أنذروا هزوا.
We send not the messengers save as bearers of good news and warners. Those who disbelieve contend with falsehood in order to refute the truth thereby, and they take our revelations and that wherewith they are threatened as a jest.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا وَإِنْ تَدْعُهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى فَلَنْ يَهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا.
And who doth greater wrong than he who hath been reminded of the revelations of his Lord, yet turneth away from them and forgetteth what his hands send forward to the judgment? Lo, on their hearts we have placed covering so that they understand not, and in their ears a deafness. And though thou call them to the guidance, in that case they can never be led aright.
لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا لعجل لهم العذاب بل لهم موعد لن يجدوا من دونه موئلا.
Thy Lord is the forgiver, full of mercy. If he took them to task now for what they earn, he would hasten on the doom for them. But theirs is an appointed term from which they will find no escape.
وتلك القرى أهلكناهم لما ظلموا وجعلنا لمهلكهم موعدا.
And all those townships, we destroyed them when they did wrong, and we appointed a fixed time for their destruction.
وإذ قال موسى لفتاه لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين أو أمضي حقبا.
And when Moses said unto his servant, I will not give up until I reach the point where the two rivers meet, though I march on for ages. And when they reached the point where the two met, they forgot their fish, and it took its way into the waters, being free.
فلما جاوزا قال لفتاه آتنا غداءنا لقد لقينا من سفرنا هذا نصبا.
And when they had gone further, he said unto his servant, Bring us our breakfast. Verily we have found fatigue in this our journey.
قال أرأيت إذ أوينا إلى الصخرة فإني نسيت الحوت وما أنسانيه إلا الشيطان أن أذكره واتخذ سبيله في البحر عجبا.
He said, Didst thou see when we took refuge on the rock and I forgot the fish? And none but Satan caused me to forget to mention it. It took its way into the waters by a marvel.
قال ذلك ما كنا نبغ فارتدا على آثارهما قصصا.
He said, This is that which we have been seeking. So they retraced their steps again.
فوجدا عبدا من عبادنا آتيناه رحمة من عندنا وعلمناه من لدنا علما.
Then found they one of our slaves unto whom we had given mercy from us and had taught him knowledge from our presence.
قال له موسى هل أتبعك على أن تعلمني مما علمت رشدا.
Moses.
قال إن
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
Surah 18, Al-Kahf, The Cave. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the Most Compassionate. Praise be to Allah, who has revealed to His servant the book devoid of all crookedness, an unerringly straight book meant to warn of a stern punishment from Allah and to proclaim to those who believe and work righteous deeds the tiding that there shall be a good reward, wherein they shall abide forever, and also to warn those who say Allah has taken to Himself a son, a thing about which they have no knowledge, neither they nor their ancestors. Dreadful is the word that comes out of their mouths. What they utter is merely a lie. O Muhammad, if they do not believe in this message, you will perhaps torment yourself to death with grief, sorrowing over them. Surely, we have made all that is on the earth an embellishment for it in order to test people as to whom of them is better in conduct. In the ultimate, we shall reduce all that is on the earth to a barren plain. Do you think that the people of the cave and the inscription were one of our wondrous signs? When those youths sought refuge in the cave and said, Our Lord, grant us mercy from yourself and provide for us rectitude in our affairs. We lulled them to sleep in that cave for a number of years, and then roused them so that we might see which of the two parties could best tell the length of their stay. We narrate to you their true story. They were a party of young men who had faith in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance and strengthened their hearts when they stood up and proclaimed, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We shall call upon no other God beside Him, for if we did so, we shall be uttering a blasphemy. Then they conferred among themselves and said, These men, our own people, have taken others as gods beside Him. Why do they not bring any clear evidence that they indeed are gods? Who can be more unjust than he who foists a lie on Allah? And now that you have disassociated yourselves from them and from whatever they worship beside Allah, go and seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will extend His mercy to you and will provide for you the means for the disposal of your affairs. Had you seen them in the cave, it would have appeared to you that when the sun rose, it moved away from their cave to the right, and when it set, it turned away from them to the left while they remained in a spacious hollow in the cave. This is one of the signs of Allah. Whomsoever Allah guides, he alone is led aright. And whomsoever Allah lets go astray, you will find for him no guardian to direct him. On seeing them, you would fancy them to be awake, though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn their sides to their right and to their left, and their dog sat stretching out its forelegs on the threshold of the cave. Had you looked upon them, you would have certainly fled away from them, their sight filling you with terror. Likewise, we roused them in a miraculous way that they might question one another. One of them asked, How long did you remain in this state? The other said, We remained so for a day or part of a day. Then they said, Your Lord knows better how long we remain in this state. Now send one of you to the city with this coin of yours, and let him see who has the best food, and let him buy some provisions from there. Let him be cautious and not inform anyone of our whereabouts. For if they should come upon us, they will stone us to death or force us to revert to their faith, whereafter we shall never prosper. Thus did we make their case known to the people of the city, so that they might know that Allah's promise is true, and that there is absolutely no doubt that the hour will come to pass. But instead of giving thought to this, they disputed with one another concerning the people of the cave, some saying, Build a wall over them. Their Lord alone knows best about them. But those who prevailed over their affairs said, We shall build a place of worship over them. Some will say concerning them, There were three, and their dog the fourth. And some will say, There were five, and their dog the sixth. All this being merely guesswork, and still others will say, There were seven, and their dog the eighth. Say, My Lord knows their number best. Only a few know their correct number, so do not dispute concerning their number, but stick to what is evident, and do not question anyone about them. And never say about anything, I shall certainly do this tomorrow. Unless Allah should will it, And should you forget and make such a statement, remember your Lord and say, I expect my Lord to guide me to what is nearer to rectitude than this. They remained in the cave for 300 years, and others added 9 more years. Say, Allah knows best how long they remained in it, for only He
and those who dispense their charity with their hearts full of fear.
they give their charity, but they have their hearts kalubanah. Their hearts is have the taqwa, the God consciousness. Allah says, those who give in such a way, says it is these who were hastened in every good work. They were hastened forward in every good work. And it says, Wahun La Laha Sabikun. They would be Sabikun. They would be foremost, second rate Muslims. Anybody trying to be a second rate Muslim don't understand this law. I'm competing against you, and you're competing against me in the Kaya. We used to compete for some dumb stuff back in the day, right?
Yeah.
But Allah blessed us to come to Al-Islam,
mm-hmm.
And same for the sisters. We compete against you, or you're competing against us.
Yeah?
But as I begun, a Kaya team, striving foremost. So when we say Kaya, Kaya means universally good. In any generation, a million years ago, today, or 1,000 years from now, this country, this race, it is universally good and good for you. That's kind. So when we compete with each other, we're not competing to go and hit the lottery. We're competing for see who can dance the best. Now we'll compete to please Allah. So it's all that is good. Now, once we have that competitive edge, and you know I got it. I know you got it. I'm cheering for you. You cheering for me. And the Kaya. Good and good for you. I will achieve my grandbabies, the small children. I see them looking on the ice cream and stuff. I say, is it good? Yeah, it's good. Is it good for you? They pause for half a second. Yeah, it's good. Good for me. All right? But I'm preparing seeds, right, for them to question things in life. Yeah. Yeah, we sure feel good. Yeah, but is it good for you? Yeah. Well, it is right there. I'm going to pay for it later on. That's right. But we should be competing. Hey, brother, you're doing that, sir. I'm going to go join. Yes? Yeah? That sister gave it in church. I'm going to go join. And if we develop that spirit and that attitude, because that's a positive, loving competition. Very long time ago, there were two brothers. The father gave them fine horses, right? And each of the others liked the other one's horse. Yeah? And he said, are your horses faster than mine? He said, no, brother, I don't think so. Your horse is faster than my horse. You know how they solved it? They got on the other one's horse and had a race. They had a race. He got on his brother's horse, and his brother got on his horse. Prove that you're good, I'm good. I say this often, can't say it enough. This world has beat us down so much, so thoroughly, until folks believe. I didn't say we. I said folks believe. We used to believe. Until we got the Quran. Right? Say it again. World has beat us down so bad, we believed it. And some folks still believe. But the Quran shows us different. Allah says, you are good. Allah made you good and made you inclined towards goodness. You were not born in sin. You were not shaped in iniquity. You are not, you're not naturally evil. I don't care who ate an apple, whatever they say, an apple, some kind of fruit. I don't care what they have. They can have a whole basket of fruit. You're not going to condemn me
when I'm made by my law. Who in the world condemns yourself? Oh, I'm a sinner. I was born this way. Oh, my goodness. Don't you know if you go to Ford Chevrolet plant and coming down the assembly line, if there's a defective part, they got inspectors along the way to catch it before they take it out to the street, right? If they catch a few, they're going to say, hey, stop the assembly line. We're going back to the assembly line to find out who made this part. Where's the problem at? Now, that's in the assembly line. Now, you're going to tell me, top of the assembly line, and you're going to go back and say, he's the one messed up? No. Your understanding's messed up. Someone lied to you about your human works because they got plans to capitalize on your human works. And they knew, if you knew your own human worth, you would say, get out of my business. You cheated me out of my value. You lowered down my standards. You put me on idle because you don't want me to compete, the Kaya. That's how they go. You don't want me to compete. And wasn't that the lie of Satan? When Allah made us, he said, God, I'm going to show you. They are not worthy. Now, whose side are we on? Huh? Whose side are you on? You on Allah's side or Shaitan's side? Shaitan said he's going to prove you no good. You going to join him in that? There's a lot of people in the world do that. Huh? But Allah says you only get the folks who mess up. But for those who turn to me, my devotees, he can't take you. Shaitan can't touch you. Shaitan cannot touch you. He can only give you a message. And if you buy the lie, then you expose yourself. He got you. And Shaitan cannot make you do nothing, anything. Nothing. And Allah, who could make you do certain things, he says, I trust you. I gave you free will, limited free will. And Shaitan, who don't trust us, huh? An open, avowed enemy? And we still go along with it. What side are we on? Somebody tell you, I say, hey, Michael, I don't like you. I'm going to hurt you every chance I get because you ain't worth nothing. You think I'm going to go hang with him? Give me my phone number, my email, hit me up. No, I ain't going to do that. When Allah has told me I'm good, because he made me good, he always hear that. Say, Allah says, Allah is good and only makes that which is good. Who made you and me? Allah did. Allah made us good. So, compete, strive, struggle. They never give up. And that the word sabr. They say it means patience. It means more than patience. You mean while you're being patient, you persevere. You say, but I can't see the progress. But could you see yourself going up? No, you can't see yourself going up. I would go down to Alabama every summer and say, boy, you ain't got big. I'm like, oh, they're just being nice to me. Because I couldn't see myself over the last year. And every year it says that, dude. To one day, I realized I was taller than him. I used to look up to him. Now I'm looking down at him. So we can't say these things. We're too close to ourselves. And that's a mercy. But Allah made us, made you good. So which part of you made good? All of it. All of it. Yeah. And they give you hints and aims. But you know, the word God is in the word good, and the word evil is in the word devil. That's the reason for that. Yes. They give you hints, give you warnings. So Allah is good, and only makes everything good. He has the kair, which is the good, the benefits, and all he created. And to correct us, he puts the shawl in there as well. Where's the shawl? Out. I burned myself. Oops. I made a mistake. I consumed this product. That's a fresh stomach. And a hangover. Okay, that's for sure. Allah, he just spanking you. No. I didn't make the alcohol go through your body. I didn't make that reason to go. I didn't make that cocaine go through your nose. That's for sure. It's going to hurt you. But if you take time and study it as a believer, and then the kaya will come out. It says, oh, this is meant to help my glaucoma, right? Now they get it. You see where I'm going with this? Yes. You see where I'm going? I'm already there, right? That's called making sense. Oh, that's how most of us became Muslims. Most of us. We know everything about Ramadan. Ramadan what? He was eat. Heart. I think it's in the mouth of where? Right? You know why you're fighting so much? The little bit I heard made so much sense. And it began to get the mud off my eyes and take the mud out of my ears. Just a little bit I heard. Then as I grew into it, I found out about the heart. I mean, for some brother told me I'd get the Bible prayer. I'm like, every day. Every day. Oh, man, you know, I try to make this a lot of my bones popping, my muscles hurt. I remember my first slide when I said, and this is, I was in the street. About 19 years old. My prayer was, oh, Allah, help me to see this pain. Because I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to say. Everybody else bent over, and I bent over, I stood up. And when I stepped back up my heel, I was like, oh, Allah, help me. You can just pray. And that felt dancing, and it didn't know that. Yes. We didn't know. We had good hearts. And the more we grew, the more that we tried. As Allah says in the next ayah, I read to Surah 23, verse 61, 62. In 61, 62. And Allah says in Surah 62, on no soul do we place a burden greater than they can bear. Before us is a record which clearly shows the truth. They will never be wrong. Come on now. Allah said you will never be wrong. Maybe wrong ourselves. It's a funny idea. Someone said, try this out. But Allah says, He will not put on us a burden greater than we can bear. Before us is a record which clearly shows the truth. They would never be wrong. Never be wrong. Yeah, hear that, dear Muslims. God would never wrong you. I remember a brother one time, husband on my, he knows it's him, but yet down there it's him. A long time ago. So I said, I'm going to get two wives. He said, what? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to get two wives. He said, the rationale was, put up on me, I can't handle. He said, that's true. But you made this someone yourself, you can't handle. And he did, too. He took a load to figure it out. Alhamdulillah. Yeah? So we can't blame Allah. Now, as Allah says, the good that you receive came from Him. The bad you receive came from your own two hands, your own deeds. Now, when we get into the crunch, oh, Allah, why are you deeping like this? You can't hear that prayer. You can't hear the real prayer. Oh, Allah, I made a mistake. I was hard-headed. Then you make it an answer. As long as you misaddress yourself, misidentify yourself. You know, someone send you a message to me. You see, I tell them, identify yourself while you fly, right? I don't know who I'm talking to. Yes. When you go to prayer, brothers and sisters, identify yourself. If you're the low-down lady, don't get around to say it. Oh, Lord, I'm a low-down, don't get around. I need your help. I'm tired of being a low-down rascal. If you go there like you got a halo on your head, you levitate. No, yeah. Oh, Allah. Okay. It ain't going to happen. this ain't going to happen. So strive, believe it. Struggle. Life is a struggle. It is a dignified struggle. It's an uplifted struggle. It's a muscle-building struggle. Many the muscle here in your head and really the muscle of your heart, your soul. Build that muscle. Build that muscle. And when you got that, yes, that was easy. Because you said, because you can say it over and over again, it's the master of life and Mr. Key. Guide me. Guide us. Don't leave me on my own. I can't do it by myself. Without you, oh Allah. I can't do it without you. That's the mission. The mission. Say, I tried it by myself. A lot of people say, I can do bed by myself. I'm like, good, go on. Because I don't want to be around you. I need help. We all need help. And then when we get that help, it becomes bigger and stronger in our soul, that is. Yes? And then you say, I'm going to try something else. You follow the advice of Rasulullah for the love of those seven. He said, whenever a believer endeavor to do a thing, they seek to perfect it. So no matter what you do in their life, seek to perfect it. Seek to make it better. Yesterday, for a believer, is never good enough except for as a benchmark to what they've been blessed to achieve. A benchmark to identify where Allah has brought them to. We don't rest on yesterday. We use yesterday as a benchmark to say, now I can project to go forward for tomorrow. Anybody who said, who rests on yesterday, they live in fact. They become stagnant. And stagnant water collect mosquitoes and diseases. Sabikun, foremost. Fat as Sabikun, a coyote tick. Drive us in the race, be foremost. Always. Can I be a better husband? Yes. Can you just to be a better wife? Yes. Can I be a better father? Yes. Whatever it is you in your life, Allah created you to be better. And never satisfied. Except the only satisfaction is pleasing Allah. Alhamdulillah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatun Allah grant us good in this life, grant us good in the afterlife, and protect us from the torment of the prophet's sin. Amen. Now, over the last human nation, Tanya Majid, this has been like the family of him. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. But the same as we cannot be satisfied if we have concluded things in our individual lives, likewise, we can't say that about our master, about our community life. What we had yesterday is alhamdulillah. Yes? So what we started for tomorrow, we say, alhamdulillah, again. The book of all books. The Quran is a complement to the book before. It is a correction also of the book before. And it is a completion of the book before. Yeah. That's the Quran. Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is the correction and the completion of all the prophets. Yeah. Not that the prophets are wrong, but they didn't bring it the way of life, Islam, to this completion. Muhammad did. So we've been given the best book, the best of the complete prophet, which is through him, they all become complete. We've been given Al-Islam as a religion. we have received the benefits of the hardship of those Muslims that came before us. So therefore, we owe a debt. We owe a debt. It says, Maliki Yom Middin. They say, Master, so owner of the Day of Judgment. But Deen also means debt. D-E-B-T. We all owe a debt, and on Yom Middin, we're going to pay that debt, right? It's called judgment. So in our effort of being a sabikun, as a person, our community should be striving in that same spirit. We should be taking the making appreciation for where Allah has blessed us. So we should not be satisfied until we have taken what Allah has given us and shared it with the neighbor, the community, our whole city. Find a way to share this message with everybody. Not being overbearing and don't think we're going to go out there and we're going to have a crusade. We're going to do that. So we don't. No, Allah don't do that. Allah says, if I had chosen to make them be Muslim, I would have did it. Make them believe, I would have did it. So if I didn't do it, you can't do it. Right? But that's in the Quran, right? I'm putting my own words, but it's in the Quran. But still, we are told to go and spread this information, spread this knowledge. And when we read the newspapers or watch the news and see all that bad news, we have an obligation to do whatever we can to show what we got from this book, this Quran, and from the Uswa, the life model of Muhammad, to get involved in solving problems. We have that obligation. We owe that debt to society. We owe it. And there's many efforts out there that we can join, but live the life. Live the model life. Your neighbors are watching. I guarantee you they're watching. Your children are watching you. Your grandchildren are watching you. Yes. And you may look at them and say, they're looking kind of wild and crazy. But they're watching you. And the Quran tells us that, right? You ever read the Quran? They watch you from the distance. So be foremost. Don't be a liar. Don't be in the chair. I'm not saying anybody is doing it. Don't take it personal. I'm just saying this in general. Yes. We have some wonderful people here. Excellent models for people here. Good care. Standard bearers. Yeah, we have that. But don't rest on it. You know, our achievements are not trophies. You know, a trophy you put on the shelf, if you don't think about it, it's going to get all dusty. Don't be like that. So whatever Allah has given you, make the best of it, right? Yes. And we're told that too in the Quran. Yes. It says, whatever you get from just doing it, right? Use it to get you a home in the Akira, in the afterlife. And then after that, it concludes and says what? Nasibika, minaduya. Don't forget your share of this duty. Yes. So, dear believers, I'm pushed here, but I'm going to keep pushing. We have to take our message and share it with the people. We're on the internet, now we're on Facebook, how many love? You know, okay, let's get started. But Allah has given us the best, wonderful messages, commentary from Imam Tabithi Muhammad. Because it's coming right from the Quran and from the life model of Muhammad, but it is speaking it in a language that the Americans can speak. That's very important. If your message is not conscious of the mind that you're speaking to, you're getting 100% Quran, right? 100% of the prophet. You don't know how they receive information. And they look at the transcript like you're watching a silent movie. You lift the movie. You don't know what you're saying. But what Allah has given to us, the Imam Deputy Muhammad, it speaks to the thinking of the American people. Yeah, I get that. Yes. Know who you're speaking to and how they think. So we're going to pick it up, dear brothers and sisters. We're going to pick it up. Our message. It's nice seeing you here. I love seeing you here. But let me ask you, this is a question you answer in your soul. What did you take of Islam to somebody else when you leave here? What did you say to look, and if you know it right, you don't have to say Allah or Muhammad or Islam or Quran and give them all of that without even saying. How you do that? By knowing how they think. If you know how they think and how they receive information, speak their language and give them pure Islam. How many of you have to do something you say, man, it's so much different? Huh? They say, what are you? We ain't told them yet. They say, well, what are you? And you tell them. But now they accept it. So we got work to do, believe. As long as we're waking up, we got work to do. And we thank Allah for the work. Huh? Amen. Oh, our Lord, grant us good in this life, grant us good in the afterlife. And protect us from the torment of pride and sin. He comes to come to the Lord.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
Allahu Akbar.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Malik Yawm al-Din. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim. Sirata al-ladhina an'amta 'alayhim. غير مكتوب عليهم ولا ضالين. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يأكلون في دين الله فاجا فصدق حمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. As-salamu alaykum wa
rahmatullah.
As-salamu alaykum wa
rahmatullah.
forever be upon his servant and his messenger Muhammad. Ameen. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, the one and only, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his true servant and his messenger. Brothers and sisters, it's really a beautiful sight today to see all of us here, peaceful looking, loving looking, smiling, enjoying, sitting on the floor with each other. All praise be to Allah. It's a beautiful day out there today. This is Independence Day, you know. The 4th of July, 1976, America is 200 years old today as a government. So we would like to say happy birthday, but I feel to say a better birthday, America. And may America have a better birthday every year. Our brothers and sisters, we want to get right in our subject. We have come to that time in the history of the Nation of Islam that we really answer the prophecy of Long Elijah Muhammad. He prophesied. Not that he was a prophet. He never called himself a prophet. When he prophesied, he said, there will come a time when we won't hold meetings like we hold them now. He's saying there will come a time when we won't spend the hours in teaching that we spend now. That time has arrived. We want to talk about leadership. The need for leadership. Many of us fail to understand the scripture and think the scripture is only concerned about people being spiritually happy. Many think that the world and the religion should be separate. The religion should have its own spiritual life, but worldly things should be left to the world. That idea has really ruined the strength of religious society. It has made the strength of the religious society just go down, 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 until now the religious society in most of the world is just following along, pacing, making a little progress, but hardly doing anything worthwhile in the community. In Islam, it's quite different. We are told in Islam that we have to live in the world. We have to be concerned with the community and the needs of the community. And we have to do something about conditions in our community. This is the teaching of Islam. We find some of the preachers in Christianity and other religions preaching this, but the great majority are satisfied just to make the people shout, get happy, and send them back home. It's a kind of a addiction to stimulants. The stimulant is spiritual excitement. They come in, they get high, and go back home. Conditions never change. The one who's hooked on narcotics or alcohol, the alcoholic, his life is no different. He gets drunk, gets high to escape reality, but when he wakes up, things look the same. When religious people get like that, shows that something has happened. Something terrible has happened. They have gotten off on the wrong path. So we are going to talk about leadership today. And as we look back into time and see those great giants we call prophets, messengers of God, we look and we understand that those men were great leaders. They were not people who followed the herd. They were called shepherds, those that led the herd. Moses was a leader. Jesus was a leader. Before them, Abraham was a leader. And Abraham is called the model leader, or the first of the leaders. Abraham, the upright one. In the scripture, his name was changed from Abram to Abraham, meaning father of many. Father of many. And father in the scripture means leader. Back in those days, father had meaning. because fathers led their families. But in modern times, the word father doesn't have much meaning, because fathers are not keeping their houses, homes together, and fathers are not leading the families, right? The wife goes her way, the children go their way, the father is just left confused, looking for his wife and looking for his children all the time, right? But the father, once upon a time, was a leader. And Abraham, being such strong and upright example of leadership, was called father, because father was a very strong word for leader. It had very strong meaning for leader. But today, to say one is a father doesn't mean so much. You can see now and understand why that in religion today we don't call God Father. Only Christians call God Father. Jesus, he did instruct, according to the Bible, his followers to call God Father. He said, call no one Father except your Father who art in heaven. Well, we know as Muslims that that was a mistranslation. The translators translated his teachings literally because they didn't understand the meaning, the real meaning, or the real teachings of Jesus. So they just translated it literally. And there are many Semitic words that have many, many, many shades of meaning. And it might mean father in one context and mean leader in another context. And those people who translated the Bible, they weren't that experienced in translating or in reading and understanding the Semitic language. So when they translated, they made very many mistakes. We know now that father in Scripture means only leader, not father. It means leader. God doesn't have to make a father. Fathers are made naturally. But when father forgets that he's a leader and fails to work together with the society to see that the society have leadership, and they cannot find a way through politics and through other fields of knowledge, then Almighty God has to bring the divine truth or the revealed knowledge and teach them what leadership is all about. Is that right? So we find that religion, under the guidance of Almighty God, has worked hard to preserve leadership. Now, what thing is more valuable to life, to human life, than leadership? We know when a baby is born, the baby is born head first. If the feet come out first, we call it a breech birth. Is that right? We don't like to see the feet come out first. When life comes here, it comes out head first. That's a sign that the head is first. When that baby starts to crawl around on the floor, the head is leading the body, is that right? The head is out front. Then that baby learns to stand up and the head is on top. Now you see how that head just kept moving? Came out first, went out front, and got on top. All praise due to Allah. There's a sign in our own development that Almighty God intends that people, the human being, the society, have leadership. The trouble with the world today is disrespect for leadership. No respect for leadership. Everybody wants to be his and her own leader. Even this disease now is filtered down to the little 4 and 5 year olds. They don't want you telling them anything. They want to be their own leader. Look what the great builders of Western civilization has let happen. We weren't building this world. We weren't responsible for what was happening. If civilization has fallen apart, it's someone else's fault, not ours. It's the fault of those Caucasian builders
who started off on the wrong foot. The army, you know, soldiers, the foot soldiers, the squad, they step off on the left foot. And the whole society follows that kind of command. We all ain't in the army, but the Western world is in the habit of stepping off on the left foot, on the wrong foot. Step off on the left foot, one. And then the right foot, two. You see? But in the world, they say, put your best foot forward. Well, is that your left foot? Is that the weakest foot? A man's right leg normally develops stronger than his left leg. Is that right? Because he's just naturally oriented towards the right. Is that right? So his right hand is normally stronger than his left. His right leg is normally stronger. If he want to kick somebody, he won't kick him with the left leg. Very few people you'll find trying to kick somebody with the left leg. He takes that right leg and do a good hard kick. Is that right? Because nature has orientated us toward one direction more than toward the other. You see? And we call that the right. Because that's where the strength is. The world has been lost. Lost from the natural way of Almighty God. In the Bible we read of Jacob tripping his brother up by the foot to get his birthright. Now if Jacob was due to come out last, and he being a twin in the womb with his brother, tripped his brother up so that he would come out first. So here is something last coming out ahead of time, is that right? So it's just a story telling us this, that wrong came out first under the leadership of Jacob, under the leadership of the grafted mentality that took over religion and began to lead the world against Almighty God, using the name of God to do it. But we find that Jacob, in the Bible, trips his brother up, and he gets off first ahead of him. Then Jacob conceives a dream, a world in a dream, and his world is just the reverse of the world that is revealed naturally by Almighty God. The world goes backwards, backwards, backwards. Things begin to reverse. Things begin to reverse. And all the time, God is supposed to be coming forward. Is that right? Well, the book says, God come. The Bible. God come. God come. And this one who's preaching God come is reversing God's way of bringing things about that he desires. You see? So who is this God that's coming? This is his God that's coming. The God of the deceiver. The God of the liar, the Satan himself. His God is coming. How is his God coming? His God is coming in the image of God's man. His God is coming in the image of righteousness. You pretend to be the servant of God, or as the books say, the angel of light. But he will really be the angel of death. Satan, the angel of death. To tell people that the world has come to that, it makes them think that you're some kind of weird or strange creature, you know. No, no mastermind, no deceitful, wicked mind like that has been overruling the world and masterminding all these things and put us in the spiritual shape that we are in. But it's actually the truth, brother and sister. There has been a wicked mind. A wicked mind. A wicked mind that knew how God wanted things done. Didn't know how to do things as God wanted them done, but knew God's plan. God's plan for bringing truth home, step by step, until the world come under the light of truth. This wicked mind got that plan and then reversed it. If God will bring truth home this way, I will bring falsehood home by God's method. So he used God's method to bring home the lie and falsehood. This is the plan of Satan himself, And this is the real thing that we live under in the world today. America? Yes, America. America is the place that has been affected the most by the works of the devil. No other place on the map has been affected more than America. Why do you say this on America's birthday? Because we hope that America will have a better birthday next year. You don't correct a naughty child by overlooking his mischief. If you want to correct that naughty child, you better watch his mischief and check it at every crooked turn. If you let him by once, he think he can get by 10 times. If you let him by twice, he think he can get by 20 times. So I'm one that keeps my eye on things and know the trouble that I can make for myself by overlooking trouble. And I try to hit trouble whenever it stick up his head. I don't wait till his eyes show. I hit it right on the top of his head. That's the way you got to handle trouble. All praise is due to Allah. Now, in the development of leadership, the world as we know it, the Western powers came to this top, to the forefront and to the top. They managed to seize the throne and set as ruler over all the world. Do you know that? Sometimes we forget, you know, we just quick to forget. I remember hearing about terrible things in the newspaper, and it really hurt me so bad, it just interfered with my life for a while, you know. Threw everything out of order for a while. I go out the next day and everybody forgot about it. In a civilized society, I mean a truly civilized society, that thing would be remembered so long until it wouldn't happen again for generations. That's right. The people would remember it so long that they would keep it from happening again for generations. Emmett Till, some of you recall his crucifixion. Crucified Emmett Till in a more horrible way than Jesus himself was supposed to have been crucified. And it didn't take most of us nothing but a day or so to forget that ever happened. That's how this world has made us, you know. Not just us, the whole American society is like this. America's West is worse even than the other nations of the West. You go to Europe, you won't find the people there as hard, cold, as insensitive. Most of them are more sensitive, more human. But here in America, where we have all the freedom to love Christ and preach his truth, is where you find the most hatred and the mountains of dark lies. This should tell us something. It should tell us that there must be something diabolic, something satanic, something awful, evil, and wicked, something strange and weird about the mentality over here in this country. But most of us won't wake up.